Ooh, Heroes at the Frontier. Dave Eggers. Yeah, look, these are really great.
Christmas has come early for Jocelyn McKinnon Crowley. She's unpacking a cardboard box filled to the brim with hardcovers donated by a couple in Juneau. On top is a note.
It says, best wishes on the reopening of your library. And it's on sunflower paper.
Anything to spruce up the space is exciting for her. In the Shirley Jackson Community Library, named after a famed local teacher, there are beanbags, potted plants, and 6 computers at orderly attention beneath a sign that says, light up your imagination and read. The only thing out of date are the books. A good portion of the collection is pre-1999, when the library closed. And there are a lot of duplicates and classroom sets, like 20 copies of C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
We also recently removed about 1,500 books that were all pre-1960 kids' books that were falling apart.
So, McKinnon Crowley, a volunteer with AmeriCorps Vista, began seeking donations of gently used books, especially those geared toward kids and about Alaska. This is the 7th box to arrive. She unpacks it with relish, not bothering to shush the visiting student athletes in the corner. While the library is operated and paid for by the school district, it's open to the public.
Watching the kids have an opportunity, hey, I can actually have a place to go learn and use, it's a great thing.
Kevin Shipley is the superintendent and principal of Cakes Schools. As he tells it, the resurrection of the library kind of mirrors the history of Cake. In the 1990s, Cake's economy, built on logging and fishing, collapsed from what Shipley calls a perfect storm of factors.
You had the feds put your regulations on logging, you had change in the fishing program, and then you had prices of fuel go up.
School enrollment dropped as families left, which cut funding. And the library was one of the casualties.
You cut the fat first, then you cut muscle, and you get down into the bone. So we are bare bones here.
When Shipley arrived in 2012, most of the collection was packed in boxes. But that year, the school had a lucky break. Enrollment was 101, and that extra student qualified them for more money through the state's per-pupil funding formula.
One student makes a big difference. It's basically $300,000 difference.
With the extra cash, Shipley hired a principal, Evelyn Wilburn, who, alongside community member Marsha Ward, got the library back on its feet. The one-year anniversary of the reopening was in October. Over fish spread and pumpkin bread, the library gave out books for free. But there's a new problem now. With new books coming in, what happens to the old books? I'm in the car of the high school's English teacher, Jory Grant. She and McKinnon Crowley, the Vista volunteer, are roommates. We turned down one of Cake's old logging roads. Our destination is the town dump.
About, like, what do we do about all of these extra books that are in such bad condition? Or, you know, books that are like the current Soviet Union, and you're just like, well, that's a little out of date.
To keep the black bears away, Grant cranks Billy Joel music. Barging trash off the island is too expensive, so effectively every book that comes into Cake has to stay or be set on fire in the town dump. Grant says this has been a bit of a sore spot as the library tosses outdated books, a process known as weeding.
We put books out here before the box broke open and people were like, they're throwing away the books! But we were like, guys, these are really bad old books. We can't afford to send them to other places. So like, what else are we gonna do with them? But it's still just so ingrained, like don't burn books, that everyone was like very against it.
We pile back in the car. For the record, tonight they're just taking out their apartment trash. But the problem they're talking about is a big one. I understand where those critics are coming from. It's not easy to watch even old books burn. But McKinnon Crowley reminds me that libraries aren't archives. They have to change with the times. Right now, the library sees about 40 visitors per week. And the best way to get that number up is by giving readers the books they're looking for. Reporting in Cake, I'm Emily Kwong.